Blog Talk Radio.
You know, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dub Knight. I'm an all-around person. I wanted to pinpoint that something came to my attention and I need to talk about what's going on, you know, with me, you know. I wanted to say that when I got into podcasts 6 years ago, I did some really funny ones, you know, or funny ones for me, where I was just a newcomer and I joked around on some podcasts and I was laughing, I sang, but that was just it was kind of like a beginning, you know, I was going through the pros and cons of being a in the business of podcasting, and it was so much fun. I even joked around, you know, the Franco situation and the Elvis Presley situation. I was, you know, but it was all in good fun, and it was all in, you know, in with good intentions. It was not intended to offend anybody or anything, so I want to bring that up if anyone have heard my podcast. Because I do know that if I get in any situation where it comes about due to my public position as a YouTube artist and as doing podcasts in the future, and I know it may come up, but I wanted to say I apologize to everyone who have heard those podcasts or found it offensive, because it wasn't intended. I didn't say anything really intentional to attack anybody, so I just leave it there. The reason why I'm saying all this is because there were people who were questioning whether about my background, or questioning about whether my health and so on, and I didn't know why I was getting this attention, but I guess when I do when I release music to the public and people hear it, and I guess when I do podcasts, I have some degree of celebrity. Personally, I don't think of me as a celebrity that has that amount of intense intrigue. You know, In fact, I don't even consider myself one, but the truth is I am technically with my music and so on. Yes, my goals, my intentions is to be a bigger celebrity with my, you know, in the fields of entertainment. That is my goal. I'm not going to lie about it. I have became a celebrity to a certain extent, which is good for my music and so on, because I've been an artist. But since I haven't been on for a while, and it came to my attention that people were questioning about my background, my motives, and I even did podcasts where I talked about, you know, the harassment or people questioning my health in a dubious manner that was really, you can say, was really not for good intentions, but, you know, they had a dark side, dark intentions. In other words, to tarnish me, but I'm not worried about that at all, because I have good integrity. I am a very, very, you know, I'm very good at what I do, you know, communicating, making music, and so on. But regardless of what opinions or so on, I'm an all-around person. You know, I'm not just an entertainer. I'm also intellectual, and I have diverse interests. So there's a part of my life that I like to keep private, but that's for anybody who has any little degree of celebrity. And celebrity, I mean, for YouTube and so on. And yes, I'm an artist who aspires to be in the business since I was very young. And I'm great at singing and songwriting and music, but I'm also great at communicating how I feel. And I feel that I'm great at communicating honesty and not being afraid of the truth for what it is. Because doing these podcasts, I realize that lots of people are listening to me. not just in America but overseas. So they so it is plays a role into to my my profile. So I will say that I am a celebrity, which I am, and that's good to an extent. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't consider myself at this stage a very big celebrity, but if people consider me a big celebrity, then so be it. But I am a celebrity. So with that, there is responsibility, that I need to have in response to my public position, doing podcasts and making music. And so I will say that, I talk about all kinds of things with my podcast, and in relation to whatever it is. In particular, I did a bulk of my podcast about my music because I've been an entertainer for many years, and that's what I aspire to be and do. But nevertheless, as I get older, I also know that I must diversify my mind into being an intellectual, into being able to have the audacity as well as the opportunity to express myself in every way, shape, and form. In anything that I did in the past or my background, I feel is private. And I also want to say I am very honest because we all deserve to be treated with respect, you know. And we all deserve to be happy, like I mentioned in several podcasts. So that whatever I do in my life and so on is off limits, like with anyone else. And like if you have a private life, I have a private life in relation to if it comes up. But as far as when I on podcasts or when I do music, then that is where the situation is for fair game in terms of the public situation, because that's my goal. I release music to the public for people to buy or people to listen to. So that's a professional situation that involves public, which breeds some degree of celebrity. Why I do not consider myself, unfortunately, in the same degree of celebrity as bigger celebrities. I do know that if I was to get bigger or remain at this stage, there will be some people in the public who inquire about who I am and what I am. And they can contact me directly. As I said before in many podcasts, you can contact me directly with any situation that you want in relation to my music or to me. If it's not done directly, then it shouldn't be a matter to be discussed. I have respect for all the people who listen to me, either in America and overseas, because with this Blog Talk Radio and these podcasts that I do, people are going to listen, and that's a good thing, because I love to talk and I love to express myself in this public situation, no matter how big or small it is, and how what I feel about it. It is still a very positive deed for me to do. So I thank you very much for listening to me. Now, if anyone is inquiring about whether I'm going to talk about my music or what I'm going to do, as I said before, as far as some aspects of my podcast, my podcast creations and the development of schedule, I'm taking, a break from Twitter and, or promotion, let's say, in communicating about my music because I need a break. But I will be back to doing that soon. I am releasing a new song. I did talk about that. And I told you it was going to be a pop song that was going to be released in the next 3 or 4 to 5, 6 months. I'll keep you posted. But in this podcast manner, it's only about personal or situations. I talk about philosophy, psychology. I want to expand my podcast talks to about politics because I feel that I should have an opinion about the political situation. And in that situation, I will also maintain a sense of integrity to respect to those who agree with me and those who don't. I haven't made that decision yet, but that's the next goal. But nonetheless, my music is very important to me. and most importantly, my ability to communicate is important to me, because I have to have integrity and honesty in the things I do, and that is especially true to my audience, because no matter what I say, I do have people who listen to me or people who listen to my records or are interested in me. So let's just say I may have fans, a few or not, or a lot. So with that, I have responsibility to them. So I do realize that in that context, that I do have a responsibility in a public manner to them, and to always treat whoever is a fan of me with my music or my podcast with respect always. So with that, I'll talk to you soon. But if there's any inquiry about my past or gossip or whatever, and I don't think there's any gossip at all, because in a personal matter, it came to my attention from near me about people questioning what I did with my life and what I'm doing. I will tell you in a sense that because of COVID-19, health reasons is important to me. And I will tell you that in a certain sense that I'm living life in a way that I should in some aspects, but because of COVID-19, I am what I am, so I like to keep that private. Like with everybody, we all need a private life. Who has some degree of public, a public role, or have the ability to communicate to the public. But nevertheless, I thank you all for listening, who are a fan of me. Even if it's 1, 2, 10, or whatever, I respect you all, and to all who are not. Because the most important thing I would like to say, which I should always say in my podcast, which I don't, is may all your dreams come true like I hope my dreams come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, no matter what religion or no matter where you come from, no matter what your lifestyle is, no matter what color, no matter what religion, no matter who you are equal in my eyes. We are all important, and we all deserve to be happy. As I said again, good night.